pops to my mind because it was sort of like the pinnacle of everything. And on Thanksgiving, they still hadn't decided that I had this particular type of blood clot and didn't know what I had. So they were treating me for everything, which was extraordinarily nauseating and noxious and toxic. And I had IVs going in each arm. And Thanksgiving rolled around, and I was already in the hospital for nearly a month with no diagnosis at all. So I had nothing to grasp onto. So my natural proclivity for being determined, I had nothing to focus on of what I could get better because they couldn't find anything wrong exactly. So instead of focusing on that, I focused on getting ready to exit. And I would look out my window, and I went from, a mental straitjacket of struggling that I didn't finish this, I didn't do that, I didn't take enough pictures, to the flip side of that coin, which is I did everything I could have done. I had a wonderful, beautiful life, been a great friend, etc. And then the next day was Thanksgiving. Literally, this all happened in a very short period of time. And Kathy and Robert and Rose came and brought me some turkey and some stuffing. And my then lover and extraordinary friend Daryl was there also. And I had been having spasms in my arm. It would drop uncontrollably by itself, and sort of like a palsy. And I was so scared. I didn't tell anybody about it and thought that I could will it away. Well, that evening, my last forkful of stuffing from the turkey in from Connecticut in the Tupperware, which I was always supplied with constantly. I had food there from home, which I think is very important. My whole body went into a full-blown seizure, and I blacked out, and that was it. And what it left was Kathy and Robert and my mother there with me having a terrible convulsion. And Daryl, I don't know which is which, but each one of them held down a different part of my body so I didn't hurt myself. And my mother ran to get the nurse. And then that was the evening. I blacked out and I was out for a while. I didn't know where I was until the next day. When I woke up, they found out what I had. They'd done more extensive testing while I was out and found that I had this blood clot. And I was thrilled because, one half of 1% worldwide of the HIV population has a clotting disorder. And I had it. And that was a relief in a way to know what I had because it was something that I could really work on. And whatever they told me, if it was cancer or anything, PML, there's so many things that are neurologically driven with HIV. I would have worked on any one of them, but I grasped onto the idea of the stroke very happily, and that was a turning point.